Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there. And there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcasts that are available. This morning, we'd like to continue in the message we began a couple of Sundays ago concerning God's plan for the family. We know today that the American family is being legally redefined as lawmakers examine issues involving single-parent families, domestic partner arrangements, and even same-sex unions. But we know this, that the nation that we live in, the foundation of it all, has been upon God's Word and upon what God declared that we ought to do. And a part of what God has declared that we ought to do is that we ought to have good, strong, stable families. That is, the traditional two-parent family, husband and wife, living together and raising their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. If America is to remain strong, we're going to have to remain with this traditional two-parent, husband-wife family, where they work together and serve God and put God number one. We have presented last Sunday morning the God's plan in marriage, beginning with premarital abstinence. And then last Sunday morning also, we were talking about how that God has a plan for marriage, and it provides for health, it provides safety, and it provides happiness. At the close of the broadcast, I mentioned what one researcher had said concerning the health of happily married couples. And he said, "We don't fully understand how this protective mechanism works, but it is there. Marriage has some kind of profound effect on human beings, presumably because it reduces stress levels in some way and protects against illness." And even though those folks can't figure it out, it's just simply that God blesses those that do what He wants them to do, and that's all that amounts to. Notice another thing, providing stability for marriages. God desires that there be stability in marriage. The book of Mark chapter 10 and verse 9, God said this, "What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." You see, I didn't say that, but Jesus Christ said that when He was walking upon the face of this earth. And you know, that provides a lot of stability. You think of this. If you really believed that you were going to live with your spouse the rest of your life, one thing you'd want to be real sure you do is to get everything straightened out between you two. You wouldn't want to have any arguments, would you? Because you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life. And so, you see what kind of stability that this brings. I want to quote you this from Governor Mike Foster Jr. He said this on February the 14th, 1999, as Louisiana celebrated National Marriage Day. He said, "Marriage is not just another lifestyle choice, but the foundation of healthy families and a healthy future for America." How true it is. God's plan is a good plan. God's plan provides for the family. God's plan provides for happiness. God's plan provides for health, and God's plan provides for safety. Notice this. Satan's plan always promises health, promises safety, promises happiness, but does not deliver in that same thing. Notice this. Point number three. God's plan creates the blessing of children. And what a blessing children are. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." Isn't God wonderful? God has given us children, and what a blessing it is. I think today, as I think about children and the number of children that people have today, in days gone by, it was very common for people to have many children, 6, 7, 8 children. It's very common. But today, that's not so common. And you know, when you think about the houses that people used to live in, they used to live in small houses, had a lot of children, had small houses. But today, there's great big houses and a few children. It's remarkable where our priorities are, isn't it? I know today that the world tells that children are just a burden that can stand in the way of material and social advancement. Therefore, the world gives parents an out as far as children are concerned. But you know, in doing so, parents miss out on God's promise of inheritance and reward. Children are from God. The Bible said in Psalms 127, verse 3 through 5, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Listen, children are a blessing, and the older you get, the more blessing that children become, especially when those children are raised in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and when they rise up and they call their parents blessed. What a thrill it is. There's many people today that have chosen their careers instead of children. But listen, I'm glad that God has provided a plan, and this plan includes the blessing of children. I'm glad that there are those that reject the false philosophy that the world is overpopulated. You stop to think about it. Did you know that in America, the birth rate is now lower than the number needed to replace our population? That's true. That's in America right now, today. Not only does God's plan provide for the blessing of children, point number four, God's plan also provides for the training of those children. Notice what the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou riseth up." Notice Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 and 7 now. God commanded this to the nation of Israel, and I know that this command is good for us today. But the Bible says that we ought to teach our children. But notice, before we can teach our children, the Word of God must be in our heart. Let me read to you again. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." So we have to have the Word of God in our heart so we can teach the Word of God to our children. This makes us to be active in the study of the Word of God. It's not enough, you see, just to go to church and listen to the preacher. but you yourself must take your Bible down by yourself and study the Word of God and learn it for yourself. Because if you don't learn it for yourself, you will not be able to teach it to your children. Notice, how often should you do this? The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, "And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou riseth up." We should talk about the Word of God at all times, because it's a blessing to us, and not because we have to, but we want to share what God has shown us. Notice, in the book of Proverbs 22 and verse 6, the Bible said, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Oh, what a blessing it is. Listen, to train up a child in the way he should go, and God will put that word in that child's heart. We can't put the Word of God in our children's heart. We put it in their minds, and God puts it in their heart. Notice again, the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Let me read this verse again, because oftentimes this verse has been misunderstood. Ephesians 6 verse 4 states, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." I've heard people say about this verse, when it says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath," I've heard people say that means for dads not to make their children mad. I don't think that's what that verse is saying, but let me read it to you. "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to the wrath of God, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." And I know I added the words "of God" in there, but that's what that wrath is talking about. Because we want to bring up our children in such a way that they will live before God and not undergo His wrath, instead receive His blessings. You see, back in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6 and 7, if I do not have the Word of God in my heart, I cannot give it to my children. If parents do not know what the Bible says, they can't teach it to their children. And parents must learn what the Bible says individually, strenuously, so they can teach their children that they will not undergo the wrath of God. Today, some parents, even in traditional marriages, often struggle to find time to be in the same room with their children, let alone find the time to talk to them about fearing, obeying, and loving God. Am I not telling it right? But listen, today, parents who would be diligent about teaching their children about God must take the time to do it. Parents must reject the world's philosophy that spending money on children compensates for not spending time with them. Think of that. Today, the children, they need the parents' time. They need the parents' love. They need the parents' instruction. And children desire that. And we as parents ought to get it. Amazingly, even the simple experience of regularly eating an evening meal together as a family lowers the risk for teenage smoking, drinking, and illegal drug use. But how many parents today eat one meal with their family? How many families sit down one time a day and just eat together? That's what we ought to do. We can take that time to be with our families. Well, God has a plan for families, doesn't He? And God's plan is the best plan. We're going to continue this message, the Lord willing, next Sunday morning. In the meantime, we invite you to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church. Thank you now for listening.